I can literally start immediately. A wee moment. I can start immediately. A wee moment. How you like that, dude? A wee moment.
We on, baby.
He's calling in.
Billy, you're hot.
We're settling this once and for all.
I think we just deleted me making fun of him until just now.
True.
So now I haven't said anything
now
hurtful.
Now he knows you're fucking rapping on him, dude.
No, it's just fun to.
How he deleted that?
Yeah, it's fun to rib the fans.
True.
And Billy's a good fan.
Good boy.
He's a loyal fan. Thank you, Billy, for being a good fan. I'll tell you what. I'll sign something, and I'll have your brother give it to you next time he sees you.
Damn.
So.
Dude, Billy is fucking lit right now.
I'm probably, actually what's really funny is I'm probably receiving a Facebook message right now.
Probably.
No, I mean when he's listening to this in the future. So like right now he's listening to these words and he's angry.
And he's sending you.
And he's sending me a message right now calling me gay.
Damn.
Yeah, how about that?
That's fucking butterfly effect shit.
Butterfly effect, just because I call Billy fucking gay.
You're the coach.
I am coach.
You are the coach, dude.
Fucking
you're
going to
wake up in a wheelchair tomorrow like, what happened? What did I do?
So Last Chance U was about all these dumb kids that were either too... They're all really good at football, but they were too stupid. They were either too stupid to get into the Division I schools, or they got in trouble at a Division I school and got kicked out and got transferred.
Yeah, they were bad.
The reason this reminded me of it was because the Florida State quarterback...
Uh-huh.
When he was a freshman, he got kicked out because he hit a girl.
Punched
a girl in the face.
Yeah, you had to specify what kind of strike.
Yeah, it was a fucking...
Like a mule kick.
It was
is
a jab to the
like
face.
Like a mule kick's forgivable to the backwards.
A mule kick. No, he fucking punched this chick in the face.
Damn.
But they have almost an episode devoted to it on the show. So like probably like 30 minutes of this hour-long show is devoted to like... It just... Like his mom and his dad were on it, and they were talking about how he was a huge disappointment. Like the whole world was like, "Fuck that guy." They were playing like ESPN clips and shit like that.
How good he was
of like talking head people being like, "No, like he does not deserve a second chance."
Yeah,
like fuck that. That's a career ender. But then they show the clip of the hit.
Yeah,
and it's like they're at a bar. And there's an open space next to this girl. It's crowded. They're at a college bar. It's packed. But there's an open spot at the bar next to this girl. And he's trying to get in to order a drink. And she, like, is boxing him out for some reason. She, like, pushes him.
Yeah.
And then he, like, kind of is like, get the fuck out of the way. Like, why would you do that?
What the hell?
And he's standing next to her. And then she turns and fucking punches him in the face.
Huh.
She punches him in the face. Or swings at him, at least.
Yeah.
Punches him. Then she reaches back again to swing, and he grabs her arm.
Like, yeah,
which
stop hitting me.
He should have stopped there, but he decided to counteract.
Wonder if they
toss one back
in there.
Did
they have history?
I don't think. I think it was just some random girl. And then they showed her, like, crying in a news interview, like, this changed my life.
I'm sure it fucking did.
Well, I mean, yeah, she probably learned to stop being a dickhead at the bar.
Yeah, it's true, man. You feel a fucking dude hitting you in the face, it'll rattle the cage.
Maybe I'll stop punching people in the face at the bar.
That'll fucking quiet the birds of war in your head, dude. You're all fucking punching dudes, punching college football players in the face.
Here's a college football player who's probably drunk. Get out of here. And she punched him first. And then he swung back, which, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, you shouldn't have done that.
Definitely not condoning.
Yeah.
But...
Also, for your safety, don't punch fucking college football players at a bar in
and
the
I'm
face.
All right with him getting fucking kicked off the team or whatever, but let's... I mean, he deserves a second chance, for sure.
Yeah.
He should be able to play somewhere.
He should probably play football.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Why would he not... He got punched first.
Yeah.
How did he... He didn't assume her gender. He thought it was...
True.
It could have been anything.
True.
He didn't want to assume her gender. He didn't know.
She was obviously feeling masked that day.
If you get punched in the face, I wonder if you can punch someone back if you don't assume their gender.
That's a good point.
I think he was not assuming gender.
Definitely not.
But I think the cops assumed race, and he was a big black dude.
Yeah.
And she was a little white girl.
And he clocked her.
And he clocked a lady in the face.
Damn, dude.
It's just a lot of...
They probably got some fucking sports memorabilia, and like, hey, you're going to jail for 10 years, dude.
yeah.
We found this signed jersey on you.
And no, they showed him and interviewed him and stuff, and he seemed... I mean, he's fine. He's not like a fucking asshole.
Yeah,
I mean, he was just... fucked up, and a girl punched him in the face, and
he decked her.
And he punched her right back.
And that, I mean, again, I'm not making excuses for this guy, but it's like, what if he was abused as a kid? Like, what if one of his like fucking aunts would like beat him, and he tapped into some shit where he just knocked her out? It's like, I don't know if he did or not.
Well, yeah, it's just like,
and you can't punch girls in the face.
Of course, but the overall rule being you can't punch girls in the face should be punished case by case. It's like, yeah, well, yeah. Was she just standing there and this guy's a fucking psycho?
Yeah, they're arguing.
Who's an abuser?
Yeah.
Or was this a girl who punched him in the face out of nowhere? Yeah. He doesn't know who she is. They're at a bar. She hits him in the face.
Yeah, that's pretty infuriating.
There's a difference big time between a guy who hits his girlfriend and a guy who does that.
Especially if it's like the trans masseuse who almost got me, dude.
That trans masseuse.
She punched me in the face. We'd be wrestling, dude.
You guys would have been
wrestling, dude.
Would have been some grunts, dude.
We would have been fucking wrestling.
Yeah, dude.
But the moral of that story is I did, well, not the moral, but the ending is I did escape unharmed.
Oh, yeah, Matt
I did.
Yeah.
Tell the trans masseuse. I did tell them they were pretty, too.
Just want to let everyone know, Matt did not hook up with that dude.
I escaped. But I was sitting there, and all of a sudden, all I hear is like, when they were taking a piss, and I was like, yeah, I got to go. And they were literally like, how did you know? And I was like, you coughed really deep. I never gets old. That was so funny.
Didn't the guy call you?
Yeah, they called later.
I thought he called you and was like,
she called me later.
How did you know that I was again?
How did you know? And I'm like,
listen, you're great.
I was like, look, you're really pretty and attractive and everything. I just, you know, that cough was pretty deep. Otherwise, man, you had me. I had no idea. Like, thank you.
Thank you very much, Matt. Stop by again. We'll just hang out.
I mean, dude, I got a heart of gold, dude. I got treated like shit.
That's
in
nice.
The scene, you know?
You should have contacted this
ago,
person,
man.
Again.
I should.
And just be like, hey,
I'm a different man now. I would have taken that squeezer now, dude. I'd have been like, let's go, baby.
That boy fired up.
I heard
up.
Your cough, and I like it. I don't know.
I thought it was Tuesday.
I usually do.
You just have beautiful eyes. That's the problem.
Thank you, bro.
Were you microdosing on the
last one?
Michaela Peterson podcast?
No. Everyone thinks
Yeah, I got DMs. Like, was mad. I was like, probably.
No, I swear to God.
Trying to expand the legend. I was like, definitely.
Yeah, dude. I was
like, 10
hits of acid. No, I was just chilling. I thought
she wasn't going to put that out.
So did I.
After a few weeks, I was like,
I thought she, and honestly, I was like,
Yeah, I wouldn't care.
Yeah.
I was like, it makes sense. Because she was pretty straight-faced after several jokes, including the partially blind fuck with us heavy after she was talking about the fucking dude with one
Senator
eye.
Senator Dan Crenshaw?
Yeah.
Sorry, bro. But yeah, that was very funny, actually. I remember that being like, dude, the partially blind fuck with us heavy.
Yeah.
And she was like,
straight-faced, just like, okay, what was it like?
Yeah, that was funny. She was a good sport.
She was.
She's a good sport. Producer rules, too.
She's a beautiful angel.
Yeah, dude.
She's a sweet, beautiful angel, dude.
JP's daughter, dude. I might stand up.
I'll fucking rock JP.
Dude.
I would shatter JP, dude.
I might stand up.
What are you going to stand up for?
I might stand up.
Wouldn't you be stoked?
You're talking about shattering JP so you can
I would expose JP, dude. It's on site. If I see JP giving
you
a
talk. You
think
you're going to punch him in the face?
I'm not going to punch him. I'm going to go straight to it. I'm going to guillotine him. I'm going to jump in the air. Bring him down with me. I would kill him. He's got like diseases.
Die. If you gave him a DDT, he'd die.
I might stun him to death.
Oh, dude.
Just go on stage while he's giving a talk. Or cut the lights.
I might stand up.
Cut the lights, choke slam him. Oh. Cut the lights, wake up. Everybody's like, oh my God.
If you did.
Choke slam him off stage to death.
I feel like he might be able to survive a pedigree.
He could survive. Head first with my weight coming down. His head might. If I give a pedigree to someone, their head might pop.
Pile driver, no chance.
Pile driver, he's dead.
He's dead.
People,
he'd survive the people's elbow. He might be in critical condition.
Might be a standing suplex. Big J, I'm stealing Big J's on that.
What?
Big J's talking about beating up women. And he's talking about doing like a standing suplex to a woman.
Oh,
and having her like in on it, so she's standing, you know.
Yeah,
and it's like, yeah, JP, you could rock.
Oh yeah, you would fuck him up for sure. But his son would avenge him.
He has a son.
Yeah, dude.
Oh yeah, I saw
quiet
him.
Bull. He's a quiet
true.
Dude. He would come out, dude, like a maniac. You know, some guy got punched in the face of the Raven last night.
No, that's great news.
Yeah, dude, Sean, show me the footage.
Who got punched? Just strangers or comics?
Some dude. He was on stage. He's a comic.
He was on stage?
He's on stage.
Gardini, were you there?
I was not there, but he put the video up of him getting punched in the face on his Instagram.
He got fucking rocked, dude.
It was really bad. He's my friend.
Really?
Yeah.
Which friend? Do you think he would?
You don't
I mean,
know
he put it online.
Yeah, his name is Naeem Ali. Shout out.
I do know Naeem. Isn't Naeem jacked?
Yeah.
Isn't that who's fighting Lemaire?
He wants to box Lemaire, yeah. And
well,
he's 0-1 right now.
Yeah, he's 0-1 in amateur bouts. Who was the guy who punched him?
It's a little bit of personal business. Not even a comic, just a dude that didn't like him, just lurking in the back of the comedy show for 2 hours.
Just
and then right when
shine.
It was ending, Yep. He ran on and just
got him
socked
as his closer.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
On stage or walking off stage?
Dude, his head hit the back of the wood. Like he got it was a run.
Dorian broke it up though.
Dorian hopped in, bro.
Nice.
I'm just happy he didn't light somebody up.
Dirty Deeds could have lit someone up.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
He released the snake out of his like, stay back.
Like his dark materials, dude.
Yeah. Really, a snake would come. Dorian probably has a snake on him. Keeps that thing on him. Keeps a 12-inch boa on him.
Yeah, he also keeps that thing on him, dude.
Does he?
Yeah, bro.
Dorian keeps a gun and a snake on him.
Yeah, at all times.
The Deeds.
Dorian's like Bayou Billy, dude.
So this guy got fucking laid. That's my nightmare, dude. Getting laid out at the Raven, that sucks.
I mean, this dude got a full running head start, ran up, cracked
Jermaine O'Neal him.
Yeah,
from
dude.
Fucking the,
hard as fuck.
You remember that punch? Jermaine O'Neal was
that when he went in the stands?
Yeah, but then there was like a little guy, a little fat guy came on the court and fucking 7 foot Jermaine O'Neal ran across.
No.
Gave him like a sliding punch.
Who was the guy who did it up in the stands?
That was Ron Artest.
I'm thinking
he
of
went
Ron
up.
Artest. Yeah, I didn't see Jermaine O'Neal.
Steven Jackson. That's his name, right? Steven Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
He's the man.
Yeah.
I support them for that.
Hell yeah, dude.
That's awesome. Someone threw a drink at you.
Yeah.
And the whole team, the Pacers are just like, all right, fuck them.
Fuck this,
we're
dude.
Going.
Why? Was that? There was the. It must have been the away team. They were the
away team.
Where were they?
At Detroit.
Yeah.
And what happened was Ron Artest kind of got into a fight with Ben Wallace.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember him. He was a fucking
Ben
Wallace terrifying
was a big dude.
Monster.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
Like, the argument was who would win a fight, Shaq or Ben Wallace. That's an argument.
What?
Yeah, he was that level of, like, beast.
Damn.
Because Diesel would, he'd get you.
He knows Kung Fu, too.
True. See the Shaqville.
Shaqville. I think Shaq is a CBD company.
Probably. He's also with the General, Papa John's. He's all day.
Is he really?
Yeah, he does every commercial.
Really?
He's a new Billy Mays.
What?
He is. That's he fun. Saw this boat in half. That's what he's going to do.
But yeah, the dude got anyway, rocked.
Guy got rocked, yeah, that's
smacked
terrible.
His head against the wall, and then he popped up. You know, again, people
you have
rushed,
to pop up.
People rushed the dude, and, you know, everyone, Dorian fucking came, jumped in on it.
Did anyone get a sock on? Did anyone punch
that's
that
what
guy?
I said. I figured some people would be.
Well, people were holding him. We got to give him a little butt
got
belly.
It, dude.
A little bit. I'd like to kill you.
Yeah, do a little fucking. I mean, I know 100% I would, if. I had that opportunity, I would punch that guy just because.
Yeah,
just because. Just because. I would just be like, I don't ever get to punch someone as hard as I can in the ribs. I need to do this right. I would absolutely punch him at least 3 times as hard as I can. Just like, I have no emotional investment in the person or whatever. But if I was in that situation, it would have been.
I went through a phase where I was doing that in college to anybody that was taking a, what the fuck was it called? A keg stand?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that was getting keg stand, I would get under and punch him in the stomach. This one dude, I remember I was at Pitt. I was at my friend's frat.
Oh.
And they were doing a keg stand. And the dude doing it. And I just socked him in the dick like 3 times. And his legs, but people were holding him. He was trying to like curl up. He's like, dude, what the fuck? Someone fucking is hitting me. And I left. It is so funny. Yeah, next time you see someone doing a keg stand, definitely punch him in the balls.
Oh, fuck.
Punch him in the belly.
Oh, punching the belly and the balls on a keg stand.
Well, because they try to curl up, but people are like holding their legs as hard as they can. They're getting restrained.
It's also too. It's funny because you're just late for the party.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
like, oh, it's my time. Let's go. And you're like, my nuts.
Someone's punching me in the dick.
Let go of my legs.
Yeah, what's the record? 35 seconds? Watch this. Oh, fuck.
We should go to a college party.
Please.
And just punch somebody in the dick.
Any college listeners, let us come to your party.
Let us come to your party and punch
somebody
in the dick.
I promise not to be a sexual predator.
I don't think you can. Well, you know, you can, yeah. I guess there's other ways to predate upon women who aren't, you know. Yeah, so. But he won't do that.
I would not do that.
I'm just coming there to punch someone in the dick and leave immediately. Yeah. That'd be so funny, dude.
It'd be great.
Dude, you could, if you went to, honestly.
Especially because if we went to a college party, the only way we'd get invited was if one dude liked our podcast.
Yeah.
They'd bring us in and be like, yo, these are my favorite podcasters. And everyone would be like, who the fuck are these losers?
And then we'd punch them in the dick.
Then punch a kid in the dick. And everyone would be like, oh, you're the best. Get that kid out of here.
I'm going to show up for the college party dressed like it's can't hardly wait. I'll have like ski goggles on my side of my head.
Or
like,
we're both going to get pants. That's the ultimate fear with college students is getting pants.
Yeah, dude, I We should do that. I think
we can't go to a college party.
No, I'm saying what I want to do. I'm going to take it even a step further. I'm going to build this into like a 10-year plan, maybe 20-year plan. I want to get old and retire quietly to like a college town and just study kung fu, spend the last half of my life being really good at kung fu and become something like dark folklore where I break into college parties like on full moons.
Fuck people up.
And just punch like three people in the dick and just I leave. They're like, dude, I swear to God, this guy,
he's
got
a legend.
That's not true. That only
that's actually,
it happens every
really,
10 years.
Yeah, that's great.
Just come out from the, I would have like a real weird house and I would come out decked in black at like 3 in the morning. People would be so drunk, they'd be like,
do it every Corona even party if you sync it up to every 10 years during festival, carnival.
I might start a carnival just so I can punch a college kid in the nuts. Just one.
Just lay out college.
Just catch him like by himself.
Break into a frat house while they're all like watching TV. What the fuck, dude? And just hit a kid right in the chest. First kid that's like, you gotta get the fuck out of here, bro. Stay underneath your fucking
my cloak,
hood,
of course,
and
dude.
Then just pop a kid in the chest. What the fuck, dude? That's not cool,
dude. That's what I'm telling you. It's crazy because I was like,
shit. What time is it? I gotta go down to fucking
3:34.
All right, good.
I'll take you down there. But yeah, the
no, you don't have to. It's not till 5.
Oh, sick.
5:30.
I thought it was at 4 for some reason.
Oh man, I got a fun day ahead of me.
What?
Doing the fucking writer's block. So Helium does this thing where you do writer's block, which is where like a sick ass comic like me or Taruso will teach you how to tell jokes. me, Taruso, all the best. And
who are you doing it with this week?
Sid the Kid.
Nice.
Although this is hilarious, dude. Have you seen Sidney lately?
Yeah, he got fucking his tooth took his teeth out, man. That's how little I noticed. I saw him after that happened. So I saw him sans his teeth.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at Sidney. I'm like, did Sidney get a haircut or something? Like, what the fuck's going on? And he starts telling me, dude. And I'm like, holy fuck, bro.
When you lose teeth, like Sidney is black and he lost two teeth and he instantly is a crackhead.
You think so?
Dude, I was with him. We played poker last night and he is fucking like, no matter what he says, I'm laughing. His two teeth on the side are out. So he's like, we'd bet. He'd be like, ooh, $1.50, that's a good bet. Like, it's so funny. He's like, 75, ooh, that's expensive. 75 cents.
I think he's waiting for a swelling to go down before he can put the implant
teeth back. I told him to get gold.
That's what I said,
gold,
bro.
Or silver, that'd be so sick.
That's what I'm saying.
How do you not get gold teeth there?
That's what I said, bro.
But last night I realized how close we all were to... I mean, white guys, if you lose some teeth, at least it looks like you played hockey.
Yeah.
Black dude, you lose teeth, it's like, whew.
It's tough.
That guy...
I mean, you don't even think about losing the teeth till you see it.
Until you
just
see
go
someone
like,
without teeth, and
damn.
Like, holy shit.
What's it, dude, that's on the Russian prison documentary. The guy... so his mom hadn't seen him in like 5 years. The place is so far from anything that makes it like completely, like really hard for people to visit you. And his mom saw him. She's like, where are all your teeth? And he's like, the guards knocked them out. He has one fucking tooth. And she's like, you look skinnier. He's like, no, I just don't have teeth. That's my
teeth
face.
Is what the problem is. I don't
your
have
teeth
the teeth.
Puff your face out and shit.
Yeah, well, that's because when he closes his mouth now, he's like, his lips like suck up into where the teeth are missing.
Man.
And then it's funny too, because I was trying to have him tell us the fight story, like what happened. He was like, what happened with, I was at the Whole Foods.
Oh, he told you about
the
grocery store
lot.
Fight.
He got a fist fight in the parking lot.
It was an argument inside. He got in an argument that was inside the store.
And then it carried to the parking lot.
No, he pushed a dude. He pushed a guy into the fucking freezer. And the guy like landed in the freezer and everyone instantly just saw him and were like, this guy's obviously fucking freaking out and beating people up for no reason. That wasn't the kid. Did he tell you the whole story? Some dude sped through the parking lot and he had to like stop his kids from getting hit. And he was just like, what the fuck's your problem? They were like, who the fuck are you? And the guy started talking shit to him in Whole Foods and he was just like, I lost it. If I had any kids with me, someone was speeding and then talk shit. Dude, I was laughing so hard. He's like, I pushed a dude. He ended up like in the freezer. It was like, ow, what was that for?
Oh, God. Well, what's great about Sidney and the teeth thing, if you don't, obviously a lot of people listening to this don't know him. He's like a really well-spoken guy and like, he's always very super, I don't know.
What are you trying to say?
He's on top of his shit. Like, I mean, him losing his teeth and he went from basically like a black Republican to now just full crackhead. Like, he's full fucking like, yeah, what had happened was I was at the Whole Foods and the guy was almost ran me and my kids over. So I fought him in the freezer aisle and I lost two teeth.
His teeth
I know. His teeth was from a domestic dispute.
No, his teeth are from fucking dental stuff.
His teeth are from like periodontist or something.
Yeah.
That is funny to assume that he like lost them in a domestic dispute.
Oh man. But yeah, I'll be with Sid tonight. So that'll,
nice. That'll be fun.
I'll laugh the entire time. Oh my God. Like, well, here's your problem with your punchlines right now.
He's gonna fucking punch your teeth out, dude.
No, I was doing this to him all last night. So it's so funny. He knows it's funny.
Yeah, it is funny.
He knows I love Sid.
That'll be fun tonight. That'll be so funny now.
I'm gonna laugh. Fucking. I don't want to trash him on it. Fuck it. Big E signed up. I don't want to trash him. He's been fucking hitting up my Instagram all day, just like, I can't wait to see you tonight, man. Like,
Big E will be fun. Bro. That'll be fun, dude.
That'll fucking kill me.
He's not gonna leave.
I know.
That's 3 hours.
That's gonna be. I'm gonna make sure we're starting the timer on that.
Yeah.